today I'm going to speak to you from the book of Colossians. If you have your Bible, go to the book of Colossians. After the book of Philippians, before the book of Thessalonians. This hour, I'm going to speak on not forgetting where you are going. Not forgetting where you are going. Not forgetting where you are going. When you are traveling to Kano and suddenly you forget, you will lose focus, you will lose direction, you may even take a bus or a car to the wrong place. Amen? Amen?
Praise the Lord.
Now, where is your destination? Where is your focus? Where are you going? What is the purpose why you are here? As a child of God, have you forgotten? In case you have forgotten, turn with me to the book of Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1. Let us read verse 1 together. Are you there? One to go. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Read again. If you then be risen, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection on things above, not on things. Again, set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. Let's stop there. If you are born again, if you are a child of God, look at that word, if it is true that you are saved, if it is true that you have accepted Jesus, died for your sins, Jesus was buried and risen. And you also have died to your sins, buried with Jesus, and risen with Jesus. Here the Bible says, your focus should be on things in heaven. Your thoughts should be on things in heaven. We get too earthly minded that we get discouraged when we go through trials and temptation. The reason why Jesus died for you and died for me at the age of 33 was because he was heavenly minded. Hallelujah. If somebody here now die at the age of 33, all of us will start to cry. Why are we crying that he died? But we will not cry because he's going to hell. Oh, rejoice because he's going to heaven. Today, nobody wants to die because nobody knows where they are going. Thank God I know where I'm going. So you ask yourself, Jesus was crucified at the age of 33 and a half years. That is when a youth wants to have a wife, wants to have twins, wants to have a beautiful wife, wants to have a beautiful home. But that's when Jesus said, it is finished. That's when Jesus said, I go to my Father. That's when Jesus looked up to heaven. And thank God he rose. Look at Brother Stephen. When Stephen was being persecuted, he did not deny Christ. He remained steadfast, strong in the Lord. And when he was being stoned to death, God opened his eyes to see heaven. And he saw Jesus sitting at the right hand of God in heaven. He saw how beautiful heaven was. He was not thinking of the stones that they were throwing at him. Big, big, heavy stones. He was no more feeling the pain of death. He was rejoicing, shouting, saying it out, that behold, I've seen him. Behold, I've seen heaven. Behold, I'm seeing Jesus sitting at the right hand of God. When you are thinking of heaven, you don't feel the pain of persecution. When you are thinking of heaven, you don't feel the pain of F9 you have in your exam. When you are thinking of heaven, you don't feel the pain of death so much. When you are thinking of heaven, you don't feel the pain of not getting married, because your thought will be, I know where I'm going. Can you tell somebody, I know where I'm going? How many of you know where you're going this morning? If you know where you're going, I want you to shout it loud. And where is that place? Heaven. Where is that place?
Heaven.
It doesn't matter when you die, but what matters is after death, where next? What did I say? After death? But the Bible says, it is appointed unto man, how many times to die? Let me quickly bring that. I think it's in the book of Hebrews. Yes, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. If you are there, let's read together. One, two, go. Can you read again? And it's appointed unto man once to die. Now, you can see from here that everybody will experience death. Everybody will one day die. Everybody. In some parts of the world, you see earthquake happen. Like what happened in Mozambique some days ago. There was this rain and whatever that happened, the whole ground was moving and all that, cities, villages, everything submerged. Now, people feel the pain that somebody have died. But where did they go? When you die, where will you go? If it just happened now, where will you be? When you don't know where you are going, you'll be afraid. But those that know where they are going, they have assurance that they will be receiving heaven. How many of you have assurance of heaven here? Are you having assurance of heaven? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody that have assurance of heaven will keep himself pure. Somebody who wants to meet God will keep himself holy. You will keep yourself very, very pure and very, very holy. You will not be stealing. You will not be committing fornication. You will not be committing adultery. You will not be telling lies. When you know that you want to meet God, and you know it can happen. People are dying by accident. People are dying by earthquake. People are dying by storm. Some people sleep, they don't wake up. Some die in the hospital. Death is something that will happen. Nobody knows what when it comes to you. Because he doesn't write letter. But when it comes, we must be ready. Praise the Lord. Comes, you must be ready. If you are not ready, then you find yourself in the wrong place. You cannot pray that you will not die. The only prayer you pray that, I want to die at God's appointed time. Abi? That prayer cannot be answered when you say, God, I don't want to die. God will not answer that prayer because you are changing God's plan. The only prayer you pray, Father, let it be according to your will. It should not be devil that will cause it. So that when it happens, I know I will meet you. Amen. 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 I know where I'm going when I die. What did you say? You see, not everybody answer now. I know where I'm going when I die. How many of you know where you are going when you die? How many of you are prepared? If Jesus, as I'm preaching now, Jesus just come. If as I'm preaching now, earthquake takes place. If as I'm preaching now, everybody have to go. How many of you will be in that group that will be with Jesus? How many of you? Put your hands together and clap for him. Amen. So when we are talking about passing our exams, getting married, buying houses, building houses, traveling, doing a lot of things, spending all our money and our time on the things of earth here, we should always remember that those things are temporal. Those things are momentary. Those things are not forever. They are things that will pass away. Look at my phone. It looks beautiful. This type of phone, this is not the first one I've had. It's not the second. It fades. This is not the first clothes I ever had in my life. It fades. This is not the first building. All of you know that this is not where we were fellowshipping before. Huh? Where is that one? Where is that one now? Where he go? Praise the Lord. He never go. He don't go. Things of the world are not meant to last forever. The things will pursue. Today you say you are a doctor. Everybody will be hailing you doctor. Dr. James Philibus. Dr. Dankaka Matthias. Dr. Solomon Yahaya. How long are you going to be a doctor before you meet God? That's what is important. Amen. I want to know how many people are listening this morning, this afternoon. How many of you are listening? How long are you going to be a doctor before you meet God? You can see a sister wants to marry. Like Sister Erosa now, he wants to get married. Let's give Jesus praise for that. You will see. Yeah, it could just be next month. They are planning very fast. Now you see. Yes. Now you see, everybody will be happy. Some people will be happy, some people will be sad. Some will say, I wish I am the one. But if Sister Erosa died, nobody say, I wish I am the one. Praise the Lord. If Sister Erosa die and go to heaven, why don't you say, I wish I am the one? Is that one not better? To be in heaven and to be on earth, which one is better? Answer me quickly. To be in heaven and to be on earth, which one is better? I say, answer me. To be in heaven and to be on earth, which is better? That's what should remove fear from all of us. That should take away fear from everybody. But rather what we should concern ourselves about is, when it comes, where will I be? When it comes, where will I be? The day Jesus will come, some people will be doing wedding like this. The pastor will be joining them. I, servant of God, Pastor Suleimanu Goma, join Sister Keturah and Brother Jacob to be husband, and then you hear pam pam. Rapture. Rapture. Pastor, when they join people, Sister Keturah when one marry. What of the brother Jacob when get girlfriend when they fornicate? He go remain. You go to find wife. You go to find. What about that brother, that sister, when they keep malice? You go remain. That's what we should be thinking about. Not death. That's what we should be worried about. That's what we should purge ourselves of. This lie when you just talk so, if I just die now, where you go? That's what should be bothering you. This one, you they send text message to get, they speak, love you, you they killing my head, you they walk on my body. That's what should bother you. This exam and practice you are doing, this hide you are hiding to copy. That's what should bother you. This bad film you are watching is what should bother you. That's what should bother you. Not death. Because death is something that will come, whether you like it or not. Is it not true? Even me that is talking. If I preach, finish now, God say, my son, come home. Can you stop it? I just drop microphone, bam. And as I just go, you say, well, pastor. Hey, pastor, don't leave me. You come meet me. If you so much love me, come and join me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stop being afraid of witches. Let's stop being afraid of chimpanzee. Let's stop being afraid of thunder. Let's stop being, but rather, let us be concerned about where we are going. If anything happens, where do we appear? Where that will our soul be? Sometimes we are crying over people who are happy in heaven. Somebody is happy, thank God I'm in heaven. And you are crying here. And he said, why are you crying? I'm in a better place. I give you an example. There was this man. Some of you have read his book. It's called Smith Wigglesworth. This man did not go to school. But his wife was educated. How many sisters today will marry a brother that didn't go to school? And that's why some of them are not married, because they are looking for the one that graduated and that one is not available. Praise the Lord. They want the one that have 20 car. They want the one. They don't. Look, if somebody is praying, I want to have a wife, have a husband, say, God, give me that one that me and her will serve you and come to heaven. That one that will have a godly home. That one that will reverence you. That one that will bring up our children in the fear of the Lord, so that if Jesus comes, both we and the children will go to heaven. When you are praying, I'm looking for a sister that is 6 feet tall, 15 inches buttocks, fair and yellow like overripe purple. Trailer chest. When the sisters know that you are looking for trailer chest, that's why they are going to put pad. You see them and they are wearing pad. They know that you are what you are looking for. They know what you are looking for. They have seen you, that you want that one. So they look at it and put pad, mattress, dollop inside. Yes. Because that's what your eyes are. Your eyes is not looking for a godly girl. You are not looking for a holy sister. That one that is pure. That one that fears God. That brother that is born again, full of the Holy Ghost. That's not your concern. You're looking for the one that has money. The one who comes from social family. The one who is a so degree. You already take yourself out of heaven. You already take yourself out of heaven. They know what you are looking for. That's why they dress to appear before you that way. They know your eyes want to see. They know your eyes want to see. They know your eyes want to see. They are bringing it to you because that's what you want. If it is holiness you want, they will come holy. And once you see them, your head don't scatter. You lose control. But remember, I don't want to lose control. I don't want to lose control. Now you lose control. People that don't want to repent now and suffer for Christ, their suffering is waiting for me, hellfire. The suffering of this present time is temporal. It's short. The suffering of hellfire is everlasting. Those of you who don't want to bear now, you can't bear hunger. I can't bear hunger. I don't fit. The time they come and room. If I just do like this, boys will just come, I will eat. For here, I'm going to wait many and cook for kitchen. I don't fit. I don't go come and room. Listen, when you are in hell, the Bible says in hell, there is no water. There is thirst. In hell, the place is full of fire. The people will torment. Look, the rich man went to hell. He was very rich here. He had everything. But he didn't have God. He was very rich here. He didn't have God. But the one in called poor man that had Saul over him, Lazarus, that one had God. That one was serving God. Two of them died. You see, death came to two of them. Two of them died. Yes. That's to tell you, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, you will die. Whether you are a doctor, whether you are illiterate, you will die. Whether you are pastor or you are member, you will die. Whether you are young or you are old, you will die. But after death, what next? And to go to the whole meeting. Listen. Grapatas kende. Both of them died. Lazarus quickly, angels carried him to heaven. He was with Abraham. He was with Jesus. Then the rich man, angels just transfer and go hell. He leave all in wet, straight to hell. While he was there, the Bible says he was tormenting. He was thirsty in his pain, in that fire. He looked up and saw Lazarus in splendor, in enjoyment, in glory, in peace. He was in tears in hell while Lazarus was in peace in heaven. But when both of them was on earth, he was in happiness of chop chop on earth, plenty food. Lazarus go stay in gate. When Lazarus the hungry come in gate, the dog of the rich man go they lick Lazarus' sore. Lazarus go they look for food. All of you that are laughing at Christians when they are going through trial, you go suffer for hell, eh? Or this is your body, you say you get shape. Hell fire go help you reshape them. This is your body when you take the tempt people up and down. Hell fire go help you rearrange them. When they say you yellow, you go. You know, satisfy. You go to use bleach. You burn your skin. Hellfire is waiting for you. When the rich man was there, hey, Makabalaya. When the rich man was there, he saw in heaven. The Bible says he lifted his eyes and saw far off. He saw Lazarus in enjoyment, sitting in the bosom of Abraham. What did he do? Listen. I pray that is not your portion on the last day. You are crying, I never marry. Why are you not crying? Your name is not in the book of life. Is it everybody that will marry? The Bible says not everybody will marry. Now everybody go born 18 children. No. Some will have 4. Some will have 10. Some will have 12. Some will have 1. Some may not have at all. Lazarus! He shouted, Lazarus, remember me! Please! Just help me! I need a drop, a finger drop, just a tip, a drop of water to quench my thirst. Lazarus, please! This is the same Lazarus that was coming to your house to beg for food. Your dogs will be licking his sore. And when you see some poor people like that, you'll be laughing because you have food. You'll be laughing and you open your mouth. You are laughing at the poor. You are laughing at cripple. You are laughing at people who have pain. You'll be laughing at those who are crying. You'll be laughing. Then Lazarus answered, "Oh, Mr. Ishmael, I am so sorry. The distance between me and you is so far away. Moreover, there is a gulf. There is a separation. The people there cannot get help from here. And people here cannot have access to there." Did you hear that? Those of you say, "If I read there, I go repent." No way. Once you die, no more repentance. It is now that you are alive, you can repent. Those guests will make you boy, come they walk out like this, like leg won't break. Better return it back now. Eh? Before you know, once you go to barb, one kind style for hair. Go to barb, and once you go holiday, you go barb, and when they come from holiday, you cut them again. You are not thinking of heaven. You are, then it is those of you that hear death like this, because you're not thinking of heaven. Not thinking of heaven. And so God take create your leg. See how they work out. And so God take create you. You just started that for a reason. Now God to throw your leg like that. I've been a demon to throw him. He said, "Nevertheless, when you were on earth, you had all your enjoyment. And I suffered. It's not time for the world. Pakalayanda. It's your time now to suffer. It's my time to enjoy." All of you that are fornicating, that are doing lesbianism, yes, you're having pleasure now, for 5 minutes pleasure. Your suffering is waiting for you. All of you that are spoiling other people's children, all of you that are corrupting others, you are having your pleasure now. You think the world is in your hand. Your time is waiting for you. A day will come when you will go and give account of what you are doing now. You will go and give account of what you are doing now to God. It's that day you know that you were not a guy man, you were a hell man. You were not boy, oh boy, you were sin, oh sin. Sin, oh sinner. It's that day you will know that you were not civilized, you were sin-vilized. S-I-N. It's appointed to man to die once. After death, meet God. You meet God. Lazarus died, he met God. The rich man died, he met God. Both of them were here. And both of them were there. The same thing happened to both of them. Why we comfort people who are losing people? We have to also tell everyone that they should know that it's not a strange thing. It can happen to anybody. But then what happened when it happened? Where will I be? Those who did wedding with wedding gown as long as from here to the door, and those who wear simple suit or simple dress, wedding is wedding. The thing is, after you wedded, how do you leave? How will you be living? If you die, where will you go? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are here this morning or this afternoon, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. If you are not sleeping, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. So each and every one of us should be prepared to meet God anytime. Even Jesus told us that he will come like a thief in the night. Nobody is going to know. So we should be prepared. I want a situation that if somebody dies, all of us will be happy that the person has gone to rest. No matter the age the person dies. We'll be happy the person have gone to rest. For example, if Pastor Solomon leaves today, I want the whole church to begin to dance, sing. He has gone to rest. He has gone to wait for us. He will not suffer again. Because in heaven, there is no mosquito. In heaven, there is no malaria. In heaven, there is no meningitis. In heaven, there is no tumor. In heaven, there is no accident. In heaven, there is no more dying. No more tears. Isn't that a place somebody should be happy to go? Who is happy to go there? Let me see your hand. Who is very happy to go there? Amen. God bless you and make it possible for you in Jesus' name. I say, God, make it possible for you in Jesus' name. Each and every one of us. That's why you should not fight. Oh, all of us. You can see now, in some places, some brothers will be fighting to marry one sister. I've gone to many congregations. Brothers, they will just be after one girl. What about the other sister? Why is everybody going after this one? Because she's the one that is able to seduce all of them. They'll be fighting themselves. If they see the sister walking towards where they are doing those technical boys are, you see, they begin to look. Abi, you want to go meet Usman? Abi, you want to go meet Moses? Hey, Abi, you want to go meet this boy? Hey, Abi, you want to go meet that one? Hey, Abi, now here they go. Oh, Abi, now. If they see, say none of them talk to her. Now, because let me get her, let me get her. Jesus. You see some sisters. Oh my God. I've been in various places where you see sisters. Look, all of them will be cooking, holding coolers. This one will carry cooler, you go drop. This one will carry cooler, cooler of food, go drop. Rice and stew, go drop. Egg and yam, go drop. Why everybody are cooking for that boy? The boy knows a big cook. Today, I don't see 5-10 sisters don't pass, go drop cooler. But you see one cripple, one poor person, one orphan, they go pass on. Nobody drop cooler for him. Why are they dropping coolers for this boy? They are doing competition. So that the, let me go cook pass. I want me the boy marry me. I want me the boy like me. And if they go, you go rob powder. You go put, you go show, advertise. They are not thinking of heaven. If you are thinking of heaven, say, I'm thinking of heaven. That is where I'm going. I'm just on a journey here. I'm traveling on earth. I'm going to heaven. I don't know when I will get there. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be this night. But I want to be ready. When God say come, I should say yes, I'm ready. If you're happy to hear that, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you love to go and meet God at the appointed time, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of Hebrew. The book of Hebrew, we are going to read chapter 12, verse 14. Chapter 12, verse 14. I will wrap up the message here. I'm here to encourage you. Focus on where you are going. If a brother gets admission to university, rejoice with the brother. Don't cry. That brother may not finish before Jesus comes. Praise the Lord. Amen. If Sister Usa is getting married, rejoice with her. She may just be with her first pregnancy and Jesus will come. She and the baby will go to heaven. Because the baby, they never born her. Amen. Whichever situation you find yourself, the things of the earth should not discourage you from where you are going. Some of you are not going to go to university. You are going to be missionaries and pastors. Some will go to university, they will still become missionaries and pastors. Eh? Where is my certificate now? Eh? Where's my qualification? La Brendo, Coplondo, Hey Laka. That's my degree. Hallelujah. Why is it that today you are praying, you are on fire, tomorrow you are down? It is because of the worries of life. It's because of those things that you are carrying that takes you away from heaven. You that cannot be happy when husband has not come. When you marry and you didn't give birth on time, you will not be happy. You that cannot be happy when husband has not come. When you marry and you give birth, there's nothing to eat yet, you will not be happy. You that cannot be happy when husband has not come. When you marry and your husband don't have a house, you will not be happy. Devil will always put things there that will make you sad. That is why the Bible says we should give thanks to God in every situation we find ourselves. Say, for this is the will of God concerning you. Praise the Lord. How many of you want to meet God when you die? How many of you want to be received to heaven when Jesus comes? Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Are you sleeping?
No.
Are you sleeping?
No.
Are you still with your Bibles?
Yes.
Let's read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. One, two, go. For and holiness without which no man. How many of you want to see the Lord? How many of you want to see the Lord? Now, what is the qualification to see the Lord? 20,000? PhD? Marriage certificate? Dunlop? Who wants to see the Lord? What will qualify you to see the Lord? So you see, we must tell you the truth. Once you are holy, don't be afraid. Once you are holy, don't be afraid whether you will go to heaven or not. Holiness is the visa, the passport, the visa that qualifies you to enter the gate of heaven. Holiness is the visa that disqualifies you from going to hell. Holiness takes you away from hellfire. Takes you away from everlasting fire. But qualifies you for heaven. Sin sentences you permanently to hell. Sin will make you go and meet that rich man. He's still in hell today. Can you imagine since the time it happened to you now? Forever. Everlasting suffering. Me, I don't like that one. I like everlasting enjoyment. Therefore, we have to endure now. Whatever we are passing through now, endure. Bearam. The Bible said the suffering of this time is not comparable with the glory that will come. You and your wife, bearam. You and your children, bearam. You and your parents, bearam. You see, that family is able to buy this and that for them, and your family is not able to buy for you. Thank God for your family when there is peace and righteousness in your family. Bearam. That is why endurance is one of the character of a Christian. Endurance is one of the fruit of a Christian. Are you sleeping here? Does Jesus have any friend here? Wave your hand and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Endurance is one of the character of a Christian. Somebody that is able to endure means somebody that is able to bear for long. Some people cannot bear at all. Maybe now there is no water. They never pump water. Instead of you to bear till they buy fuel, you are not even asking, where do they get money to buy petrol that they used to pump water? It's not your business. You don't even want to go and ask them, is the generator bad? Is there any way we can repair it? Or let us pray that God will provide. No! You can't be at all. Maybe you want to go and bait. You just on the thing. There's no water. You just get offended. Come on. Why is it that there's no water sometimes? It's possible there's no money for fuel. It's possible the people that are in charge, they are tired. They couldn't go. It's also possible they are careless. They are watching Real Madrid and Barcelona. They want to finish the match before they come and pump water. Which is wrong. It's possible one of them fell asleep. Then you are getting offended. You're getting angry. What is endurance for? What is patience for? It is to help us. Endurance and patience is to help us at the moment of need. We can bring our patience out. We can bring our endurance out. Like when most of you came here, we didn't have houses like this. Everybody was virtually sleeping outside. Sleeping in that small hall when there is rain. I remember one time when there is rain, some people have to stand. Some we stand, others we lie down in order to, for the rain. See, the rain stop. You see people like that. Now that God has started answering prayer, you are complaining. You can't endure. Then tell me, say, if I read there, now upstairs. Then even tell me, say, then tie all the roads. Say, light, they everywhere. Say, if you walk out, you go to walk out on top of gold. My brother, and only heaven be that too. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in heaven, the street is as transparent as glass. Which means if you walk out for the street of heaven, you're going to see yourself. You're going to see him. Now, heaven be that. Heaven. Even if there's a place on earth here, I'm not desiring to go there. I want to go the one when they heaven. Which one you want to go? That's why I want to go to everywhere to preach. I want to go to villages and preach. I want to go to cities and preach. Let's be prepared for heaven. So that when the knock come, we'll be ready. Let's rise up to pray. Pray for yourself. Anything that will make you not go to heaven, anything that will make you not to go to heaven when Jesus comes. Shanda bakalaba, shanda bakaya kamashe. Shalaba abeshe. Pray that you be ready. Name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As we all rise to our feet with our hands lifted up to God, I want you to pray this prayer. Anything left in your life that will make you to miss heaven, give it to the Lord now. If there's anything in your life that will make you to miss heaven, anything that will take you to hellfire, give it to the Lord right now. Throw that thing away right now. Give it to the Lord, give it to the Lord, give it to the Lord. Give it away, give it away. Give it away right now. Give it away right now. Give it away right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Ask the Lord to release the blood of Jesus to sanctify you and make you pure. Tell God to release the blood of Jesus to sanctify you, to cleanse you, to wash you, to make you holy, so that you'll be able to meet the Lord when He comes, when He calls you. Yes, pray, pray wherever you are, pray. In Jesus' mighty name we 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 pray. I want you to pray that God will remove away completely from you the spirit of fear. That God should give you boldness and confidence to serve Him everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. Everywhere you go. Shandara baba kuriya ba. Yera baba baba ba. Le proskondo le boshende. Le proskondo le bo. Shara baba. Skane maye maye maye. Skara baba baba. Skara baba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As you lift your hands, as you remain lifting your hands to God, I want you to thank Him for hearing your prayers. Thank Him for hearing your prayer. Thank Him for hearing your prayers. 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 Mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say after me, Father, with gladness of heart, I appreciate you for all you have been doing for me. Oh Lord, help me, prepare me for your coming. Anytime you need me, I will be ready. Thank you for sustaining my life. I'll keep serving you. No matter the shaking, no matter the trial, no matter the temptation, I will follow you to the end. Because I know I have a home in heaven where I will suffer no more. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because you love me. Jesus suffered for me. Therefore, I can suffer for Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.